We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Joe Harris Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris Simiak.
Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Not much. Congratulations. A tremendous effort by your team on Friday night to defeat Weber State 23-18, advance to the FCS semifinals for the first time in program history. Just give me your impressions on how your team played and what it means to be in the semifinals this week.
Yeah, you know, first off, just beat a great team. I mean, have a lot of respect. And, you know, you don't really know a lot about teams that certainly in the Big Sky that you don't play during the regular season or really don't see on tape. And we knew they were very well coached and probably the most physical team that we've played. It was a physical battle and just really proud of the effort from the players and the staff to travel across, you know, really the country and play in a really tough environment. I thought for an FCS school, that environment was very tough. Student section was very loud. It's right on top of you there, and just a really cool environment to be a part of. And certainly just made enough plays to win the game. And, you know, we were explosive on offense, and defense really was able to rush the passer, which was key. And, you know, for our program and our university, just to be in this position, it's just great exposure and, I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
Before you get to the questions I have for you, got a couple in queue, and you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Joey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Joe, obviously, I don't want to be a wet blanket here, but obviously you made a couple big plays, but offensively you had 112 yards on two plays, but just 174 on the other 59 plays. Chris only threw for like 103 yards. You take out the 67-yard touchdown pass to Ernest, and Ernest had six touches. How do you – I mean, is that a concern going forward with the offense? Obviously, Weber State has a great defense, but what didn't you do on offense? What do you need to address this week to get the offense clicking a little more prolifically?
Yeah, you know, I think you kind of hit it on the head. I mean, that was probably – you know, besides our defense, I would say that's the second best defense in the country. And they're very talented, very physical. You know, we were all very impressed with the way that they competed. And certainly we didn't play, you know, up to what we thought was our standard. But at the end of the day, they kept grinding and we made enough plays to win the game. And we just won a game, you know, 55-27, where we let up, you know, almost 500 yards of offense from JSU. And now this week was just another way to win a game. The defense dominated and offense did what they needed to do with the explosive plays to kind of turn it around. So we'll stay extremely confident on that side of the ball. We have a good feeling. You know, moving into this week, we're confident and we'll put together a good plan. And then ultimately, you know, it's just got to win one on ones. You know, playoff football. From what I'm experiencing in these two games, everyone's very talented, as you would imagine, and it really does come down to the one on one matchups. And certainly, we have to win more of those this weekend to get a win.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press and Herald.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Got a couple of questions for you. Obviously, this is for everyone in your program, this is uncharted territory, and you've got classes and finals coming up next week. I mean, how do you strike that balance with the players between preparing for this game and making sure that they're, you know, staying steady in their classes, Joe?
Yeah, no, certainly I'm laughing because it is a challenge. And, you know, we've done a really good job just communicating with certainly our academic support team. And, you know, we've prepared for this. So we'll just be ready to go. You know, they'll be going to class all week and be doing a good job. This is the last week. Finals will start next Monday. And certainly, you know, hopefully when we get it done this weekend, they won't have a lot of football to worry about next week besides studying on finals. So we have a good balance. We have a good plan. We have all year and all semester. So nothing will really change in that aspect.
Secondly, what do you see from your next opponent, Eastern Washington?
Yeah, you know, obviously the Big Sky has had a tremendous year. There was tri-champions, and we just certainly went out and beat one of them. And this was another team that was in that mix. So, you know, extremely talented on offense. They average almost 500 yards a game. I mean, that's really, I guess, their identity, their calling. Their head coach was the former OC, so that's what they're known for. And then the defense is another solid defense. I believe they're second or third in the Big Sky in total defense, and just a solid team overall. And they play really well. They understand the scheme that each side of the ball for them is trying to execute. And it'll be a challenge for us to go again, 3,000 miles across the country and play on someone else's home field in the semifinals. So it'll be another challenge, but we're looking forward to it. And it's, you know, but I have a lot of respect for them. Extremely, you know, well-coached team, and it'll be another big-time game for Maine.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with the Baltimore Sun Media.
Talk a little bit about the job that Isaiah Robinson has done this year, you know, coming in for Chris when Chris was hurt. Just looking at his development, especially after he was a redshirt last year.
Yeah, Isaiah obviously was recruited here to push to start and do those things, and he got that opportunity certainly when Chris went down against Central Michigan for three games and, you know, had his ups and downs like every freshman quarterback's going to have. But Isaiah, you know, is a confident player. He's prepared the right way, and he needs to be ready again this weekend. You know, God forbid anything happens. But, you know, we do some different things with Isaiah. He's different than Chris. They're different players. They each have their strengths and weaknesses, but certainly Isaiah was huge and instrumental in our win against Villanova, which allowed us to be, you know, 7-1 in the league and win the conference championship outright. So we're confident with Zay. He prepares the right way, and, you know, he'll have to be ready to go in case that happens.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Joe, one of the keys, obviously, the pass rush, but the cornerback play, too. I mean, Manny Patterson was on Shaheeb and just the job he did. And then you got a heck of a performance from Catley Joseph. Can you talk about your two corners and again, the pass rush?
Yeah, you know, early on in that game, I could feel that the pass rush was going to be an issue for them. I was very confident when, you know, whenever I can sense that, and we all felt it. We don't usually talk about it as coaches, but I felt it that we were going to get after the passer pretty good. And they have a talented O-line, so that was pretty impressive from our guys. And, you know, I would say that the way that Kayon Whitaker played in this game was certainly one of his best games to date. And then you talk about the coverage. I mean, for Manny, we talk about it a lot. He does that every game, all year, every rep. And that's nothing new for us. And it's great to see him get an interception and kind of get, you know, noticed a little bit more on the national stage. But we're extremely confident. We've been matching Manny up with the best wideout the last 2 weeks. You know, number 11, I believe Pearson from Jacksonville State, and now number 22 from Weaver. So we're confident in that. And then obviously on the backside of that, people will probably tend to favor the other side. And Catley has just played at another level for a freshman. He's a true freshman, which people sometimes forget. He was a mid-year last year, but this is his first season, and he's just done a tremendous job. And those guys are always on one-on-ones, always on islands, and that's a big part of our defense, to be able to rely on that and fit things up with those guys out there on one-on-one. So it's just great, and hopefully we're going to need that this weekend with their offense.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joe, let's go back and look at that game a little more, as you touched on some struggles early offensively, but you get that TD with about 2 minutes left in the first half to be able to take the lead into halftime, and how big was that to get some momentum going in the locker room?
Yeah, it was extremely important. I felt like, you know, 3-0 versus 7-3 is a big difference, and we knew certainly in the back of our minds that we were getting the ball, and just a great job executing, you know, that drive. And I think that's indicative of kind of the confidence of our team on either side. You know, when things aren't going well, we've talked about it before, that we just kind of keep an even mind and even tempo and just go out and try and execute. And we did that on that drive. And certainly it ended, you know, with a great throw by Chris and then Jaquan being able to get in the end zone and make that 7-3. And it's a totally entire different feeling, momentum, getting the ball. And it was big for us to get that score.
Get another media question if you'll get that, Tamika.
We have a question from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press.
Joe, you mentioned about going cross country again. I mean, how much does that put a stress on you know, your preparations and just you know, making sure the players are ready to go to a different time zone like that?
Yeah, certainly it's you know, it's definitely challenging. You know, we went 2,500 miles, came back, and now we got to go about 3,000, a little bit more than 3,000, and get out there. So we just got to, you know, talk about it as a team, as a group, that it's not going to affect us. We got to make sure we take care of our bodies until we leave, rest the right way. We've been talking about sleep and hydration really the last 2 weeks, because we knew we were, you know, going out to Utah last week, and that'll continue to be the same message. And guys just got to take care of themselves They got to get to sleep. I think that's the number one biggest thing that we've talked about as a training staff, athletic training staff, and a strength and conditioning staff, is they got to get their rest. You got to make sure that the flight doesn't take too much out of us, and we'll do some different things in terms of getting ready for that. But ultimately, it's just about rest and recovery, and we got to get over the mental hurdle of going out 6 hours, you know.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
A couple more for me, just on that game. The play to Ernest there to open it up 14-3 there on the opening drive of the second half, was that something on that slant? You got him one-on-one. Something that you guys saw up top or with your coaches, or just something that Chris saw that he thought he could break on?
No, it's, you know, it starts with a great job by the staff, just game planning and formationally getting them into a situation where we could get a nice, you know, clean one-on-one, I guess you would say, with Ernest. And we'll take Ernest in every one-on-one matchup we can get. And that's a good job by the staff, just creating those for him. And that was no different on that play. And when you have a quarterback and wideout of the talent level and execution level that those two are on, it's pretty special. And that's ultimately what happened. And if we can create one-on-ones for all our guys, we're going to take them in matchups.
Got another media question, if you'll get that, Tamika.
You have a question from line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Joe, can you just give us an injury update? How'd you come out of that? You know, Charles Mitchell, I know, played some. I mean, where are you injury-wise? Thanks.
Yeah, we're all good. I mean, obviously it was an extremely physical game, and we'll have to recover from that. But in terms of major injuries, we don't have any. So we should be solid moving forward. Certainly got to get their rest, but we're in good shape, and we're excited about obviously Charles getting another week here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joe, you're up 8.5 minutes to go. Was there any second thoughts or any doubt about giving Kenny Doak that shot from 46 yards away?
You know, I think, you know, where we were in the field position, it was certainly something that was on my mind, and we kind of had a conversation, but, you know, the kid's been pretty good. So in those types of situations, so if I could give him the opportunity, we're going to give him the opportunity, and he was extremely confident on the sideline. And ultimately, you know, at the bottom line is, you know, you got to win the game. And, you know, for a chance to go up two scores and a reasonable distance for him, there was really no doubt that, you know, I was going to call for the field goal. But certainly I think, you know, you just have to have those conversations and it's in the back of your mind to make what's best decision for the team. But with a chance that I've seen him make those two big kicks this year, and I know he's got the leg, you know, I had to give him the opportunity, and certainly it was the right decision.
Talking about Eastern Washington, you mentioned how prolific they are on offense, over 500 yards, I think 44 points a game. But one thing that's sort of interesting with them is just the balance, the balance between passing and rushing. As you've looked at them a little bit on film, is there anybody that you've seen this year around the CA or in some of your tough non-conference games that you could compare them to?
You know, I think the quarterback does create a lot of plays with his feet. So, I mean, Tom Flacco is a guy that comes to mind where plays are breaking down. I mean, that's really how they scored on that last drive against UC Davis. He really got the whole thing started with that scramble with about, I think it was like a minute and a half left in that game or whatever it was. So he reminds me a lot of him, but he does throw it very, very well. And so we'll have to start with, you know, being disciplined in our rush lanes, containing him. There's some quarterback runs. So from the quarterback position, I would say, you know, really it reminds you a little bit of Towson's, you know, plan and with the way the quarterback creates. And then, you know, I just think everywhere there's talent, and that's no different than all the CAA teams that we face. But, you know, we'll have to do a really good job. I think they do a really good job formationally, you know, different things that they do that will challenge you from a communication standpoint on defense and make sure you're making your checks and getting lined up. And if we can do that and make sure we're matched up, I think we have a good opportunity to make some plays. And that's all we can really ask for, is to really be prepared and get lined up. We don't want to give them any free shots or, busted coverages or busted play calls, and we're not all on the same page. And we've been doing a pretty good job with that all year. So that'll be a huge point of emphasis this week with the amount of, you know, formational stuff and different things that they do.
They're a team that certainly has been in this situation before in the playoffs, and they've been at home a bunch in the playoffs. But you guys now 7-0 against ranked teams, 5 wins on the road already this season. How much confidence have you seen with these wins over the last couple of weeks and the win that you got at Western Kentucky early? How much confidence does your group have to be able to go on the road and play most anybody?
Yeah, I'll be honest. We have an extreme amount of confidence. I mean, I think with these players and this staff has proved this year, really when we haven't been given a chance that much, we're extremely confident about going anywhere and playing anyone. And I think that's just because the proof is there that we've done it. You know, you just mentioned the 7-0, those kinds of things. And I don't even know what our record is. I'm pretty sure we're undefeated against every top 25 team that we've played. And a lot of it's been on the road. So certainly it's an extreme challenge to go 3,000 miles and play on someone's home turf, especially a team that's, you know, won a national championship in 2011 and has been in this spot a lot. We're doing it for the first time. But I don't think when we step on that field, there's going to be any confidence issues. But we're just excited about the opportunity to get to play a great team.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule. Safe travels out to Eastern Washington, and good luck on Saturday afternoon.
All right, thanks, Rob.